This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Robbie, the Melbourne Fringe Festival has been launched. And it is on its way. And an explosion of art all over Melbourne is a-coming.
I know. And I know in particular what you're very excited about, Dean, is how much representation there is for queer talent.
There's so much queer talent in the festival, which is really exciting. But one of the things I also love about the Fringe Festival is that it's fringe. So it's fantastic on lots of different levels, the tiers of arts all over the place. But instead of me talking about it, because let's face it, I'm going to be doing that each and every week on this show. Anyway, we thought we would get the artistic director of the Melbourne Fringe Festival in, Simon Abrams. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're very good. Welcome to the show.
Crowds of people thrilled, queuing up for their Fringe tickets. Couldn't be happier.
Well, on Friday night, the guide to the Fringe Festival was launched officially. It's out there.
It's out all in a blaze of glory. Here we go.
In a celebration that many of my friends were saying was absolutely fantastic. It must have been great to kick off the guide launch that way and now lead in towards the festival kicking off.
Totally. Look, announcing a program is always such a big, exciting thing. So to have it out there in the world, people flipping through, finding one of the 455 different events to go and see is fantastic.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge. Now, the Fringe Festival happens in September from the 12th to the 29th, but it feels like it goes for much longer because there's so much on. This is a huge program.
Yeah, there's about 3,500 artists that are involved in the festival, and it's in about 170 venues, so it's literally right across the city. Doesn't matter where you are. There's a huge amount that's kind of centred in the middle of town in the CBD, but there's gigs in Frankston, in Newport, in Brunswick,
all over the place.
You know, all over the city.
Well, one of the things I love about the Fringe Festival is that it's fringe. So it means, you know, people can use it as a space to try out new things, to engage with their differences or audiences differently, or to just really experiment with their art and their art practices, which is a whole lot of fun. You know, in other festivals, everything's a bit more rigid, so it changes the narrative of what it means, but it's really free and open access. So it must be really exciting when you see all of these amazing things coming in. So what are you excited about as a part of this year's Fringe Festival?
Well, I think for me, you know, it's that thing of people telling their stories, and I'm so excited that we've got a new home for the festival, which is at Trades Hall. So right in the centre of town, that is a building that's so kind of full of history. And there's 103 different acts in there.
That's all so kind fantastic.
Of telling their stories, and right at the top of that building are these two amazing ballrooms that have been restored, and this is the first time they will have been seen, and that's going to be the home of the club.
Oh, wow. My God, yes. That's great.
And so there's 9 fantastic club nights, all kind of individually themed. You know, there'll be Betty Grumble hosting a grand final after party.
That will certainly be very different to what most AFL people would be expecting.
Right. There's Little Ones Theatre, who are, of course, amazing queer theatre company, throwing a whole party dedicated to the 30-year anniversary of Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation.
I know, and that is very exciting. I've seen a lot about that. My social media's kind of been exploding. I think one of the things I do love is the amount of queer art, as Robbie was saying. It's chock full. The program seems chock full of queer art this year.
Totally, exactly. You've got, you know, people like Honcho Disco are coming to do a gig. The guys from Yummy are doing
Well, they've been running around the world, haven't they?
I know. Well, I think they're just hot off London. I think they're in Darwin
They're in
right
Darwin.
Now.
They just got off the plane in London, I think, today, and I've headed over to Darwin.
To Darwin. And then they're straight back to Melbourne for a kind of homecoming season, and they're doing Yummy Deluxe, which is their hit that's been right around the world, and then they're doing also Yummy Up Late, which is the kind of naughty late-night version.
The ones for the adults only.
Correct.
I mean, I'd say they're wearing a little bit less, but most of the cast don't wear that much to begin with, so I wonder what that's going to mean.
So if anyone hasn't ever experienced Yummy, the cabaret...
Oh, if you haven't, what are you doing? It's cabaret burlesque, it's a performance art... Get yourself to it. Well, maybe we'll get them onto the show. Now, what's great as well, I mean, that stuff happening in the festival hub, but this is an open access festival, so it must be really wonderful to really, really spread art all around Melbourne.
Totally. Yeah, there's four major venues in addition to the hubs. There's also the Butterfly Club, which is the kind of home of cabaret and comedy. There's Gasworks Arts Park in Albert Park. They do a huge circus program. And we've got two Spiegel tents going.
So oh, wow. Where are they?
The Melbourne Spiegel tent, which is at Circus Oz in Collingwood.
Yep.
And then the Wonderland Spiegel tent, which is going to be at Fed Square. And they've each got great. Kind of big programs for kids and families, and then comedy, cabaret, circus, theatre.
It so must be fantastic to have these kind of hubs, even though there are other people who spread out their shows all around the place, to actually have these hubs that create a central focal point for everyone. Must be really great.
Totally. Well, and it means as an audience member as well, you know that you can just head
there. You just spend your whole night in one place.
Totally. And you know that you've got like a bunch of shows to see. There'll be a party somewhere to have a drink. Head to the Spiegel tent, come to Trades Hall. You know, either way, you know you're going to have a great night.
So what's really caught your eye as something completely left of centre that you're like, you know, I want to see that when when the shows have been coming in?
Gosh, there's a
bunch. Because you certainly know how to sell up a festival, I'm going to say. I mean, I was excited to begin with, and that's just raised up to it. If I was at a 10 and I'm way past an 11 with your buzz, you know.
Maybe at 12, 13, 14, 15. Look, so many for me.
But one what's of something them, that came in where you go, what? What's that? That's interesting.
I love, there's this one show, it's called Truth Machine, where an audience member is picked out of the audience and connected to a polygraph, a lie detector test.
Can we make Robbie do that?
Yeah, come and do it. You're on. And then in front of everyone, they have to take a lie detector test, and then everyone else gets to push a button to decide whether or not they believe the polygraph or the person. So it's a really interesting show, super fun.
Oh, wow. Now, do you want to be the person? Would you be the person who's in the polygraph, or would you just want to be the audience member, do you reckon, Simon?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, obviously I like being the centre of attention, so I would be like, everyone, look at me. But let's imagine that it was a normal human. You probably, you know, have some shame, and you're probably better to be the button pusher.
Oh, my God, that's really exciting. And it must be great for that kind of a show as well, because they never know what they're going to get.
Totally. You've got, it's just exactly going with it, seeing what happens.
Going with the flow and seeing what comes out of it. How do you reckon you go with a lie detector machine, Robbie?
I'm so brutally honest.
I reckon as long as we don't let his mum come to the show, then it should be fine. As long as Mandy's not there, then you'll answer.
What do you mean?
If Mandy's there.
Mum knows the truth, more truth than anybody else could possibly know.
Maybe Mum should be on the lie detector test. I reckon, find out a few things about Mum.
I'll be honest, Mandy will like start answering before the question's ended. Well, let me tell you.
Very comfortable on the stage too. Apple didn't fall far from that tree.
I'm into it. So that's Truth Machine, I'm pretty excited about. There's another show called I Still Haven't Found What I'm Cooking For, which takes place in someone's house. And you go there, nice. And again, an audience member is picked out and they have to cook everyone dinner and undertake a kind of series of tasks and interviewed. And
oh my God, I want to go to that show.
It's like a cooking show where you can be the next Jamie Oliver. Like, this is your task.
I mean, but either way you win, because you either get a meal.
Yeah.
Or, like, either way, you're either getting something to eat.
We get to poison everyone else.
Well, I find cooking really relaxing. So that would be really interesting to cook in the spotlight. I wonder if what that would be like.
Yeah, I can see your next show. I'd be very good at featuring you on a show.
Will it be pasta? Will it be tacos? Who knows?
Who knows? Look, I still haven't found what I'm cooking for. See you there. So, you know, there's some of these ones when they come into me that I'm like, you are going to be great.
Yeah, it's great. And that's the beauty of the Fringe Festival. You know, you've got very different tiers of art. You've got art being explored in lots of different ways. So you can really dive in and see so much and experience it and explore it for all of your senses. It seems, even your taste buds, which is pretty exciting, and your nerves. Now, the early bird tickets run out tonight, don't they?
That's right. So up until midnight tonight, you can book across a range of tickets, a range of shows.
A range of shows.
Yeah, and get up to 25% discount.
And I've had, like, the number of artist friends I have, everyone's like, come on, everybody, midnight at Wednesday, that's your last chance. And 25% off tickets, that's brilliant.
It's pretty good. So again, if you know you're going to go and see something, go and see, you know, Yummy. Go and see Railed is a big circus, kind of naughty late night circus show. You know, you can get a huge discount if you book before midnight tonight.
Oh, there you go. Like, what more could you... So, Robbie, are you going to jump on and have a look at the guide?
I'm just thinking that's my evening plan.
25% off. Done.
I just love the unique element to all of these shows. So, even just looking through the website is a bit, you know, it's a bit of fun. It's a bit exciting seeing all the different things that you can go to. And just try something random.
It can be overwhelming when you look at a program like this, but the trick, you're completely right. It's like throwing a dart at a wall.
Yeah.
Just pick a show and
just
go with it.
something, yeah.
Totally. And if you're not sure what to do, you can log on to the website and there's a game on the website called Fringer. And it's like Tinder for Fringe.
Oh.
And it brings up different pictures of different shows and tells you about them and you can swipe left or right and
there
get a sense of what kind
That's
of things
really
you might
idea.
Be,
I love that.
You might
I
be in
that.
For. So,
and I think too, like, I mean, you can't really highlight enough that I think with these festivals, if you don't manage to get your 25% discount tickets tonight, one of the best things is to head to, and I know Trades Hall is such a great place for that, just head there and just have a look what's going on.
Well, didn't you say 131 shows at Trades Hall?
103 yeah. at Trades Hall,
all
yeah.
Right, 455
my maths,
I was close.
Across
I was
the
close,
whole
I was
festival.
Close. Yeah. But that's, I mean, that's just in one space. So the hubs are absolutely fantastic.
It's a guaranteed
great
night.
You can just jump in. And it's great that Fringe has been elevated to this space now. It is really wonderful for it to have its home there. It's fantastic.
Totally. And I think that to have a space that's kind of a safe space for partying where people
oh, totally.
Can come, you know, all year. But so for this festival, you know, 18 days in September is pretty exciting.
Well, the Melbourne Fringe Festival is from the 12th to the 29th of September. You can wait to get your tickets, but why would you? Because early bird tickets end tonight at midnight with 25% off. So why don't you jump onto the Fringe Festival website, melbournefringe.com.au. And check it out right now. Try Fringer or just have a look at the guide. Put your finger on something and book your tickets today. Simon, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Pleasure. Talk to you soon.
We are going to have many Melbourne Fringe Festival guests coming on the show in the lead up. It's going to be chockers.
One of the greatest benefits for us is that we get a whole influx of great guests.
We do. It's really exciting. But do not wait until they're in to go, that sounds interesting. Book your tickets today. 25% off. Get to the Melbourne Fringe website right now. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.